Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome everybody. Thank you for joining us. It's the podcast where we have a mix of strong views and half-baked opinions on the issues that really don't matter at all, but then somehow that's what makes them so important. It's Is It Just Me with Joe Elvin, and today we're joined by the wisest of the wise of the TV Yodas, a Svengali of sound advice, or at least we hope so. Davina McCall is here to sound off on everything from consulting psychics to sending Crawley greasy tweets to celebrities to, turns out, her pet subject, the menopause. My partner in crime, James Williams, is here to join us, so let's see how this, what happens.
Hi.
Hi, Davina. How are you?
Look, a nice greasy hello.
I was thinking, like, I'm sorry we're going to discuss the menopause, but it's very relevant to you, actually, as well, because I think,
the menopause.
The menopause, the
I should just also, my partner in crime, as ever, James Williams is here.
Yes, hello.
Podcast, hello.
Hi. Hi.
And everyone listening.
Hi. Hi. It's nice because we get like a mixed sort of
yin-yang.
The yin and yang.
I think there is a menopause. I guess we're just going to talk about this straight
away. But I think it works in a reverse way. So I think that we, as women, get to a point where we get to the menopause, and far from it being a time when everything falls apart and you turn into an old grey-haired hunchback lady. I have so many girlfriends, and I don't know how old you are or what stage of life you're at, but I have so many girlfriends who are in their late 40s, early 50s, who are starting businesses now because their kids have gone to school or they're having a massive, like, I'm changing my job, I'm going to go and do this. It's like a rebirth, the menopause. It's a weird thing where women kind of go, no, hang on a minute, what do I want? We've been selfless. We looked after other people.
I wonder if that's why at Glamour magazine they just changed everything to give me the rebirth.
The
gentle push we needed.
Yes,
but don't you feel excited?
Oh God, totally.
Do you know what I mean?
Such a fun time.
It's like
if I could just get rid of the night sweats, everything would be awesome.
Stickers.
Yeah. Yeah, Davina showed us a groin sticker.
and a few men in the room next door got a nice flash as well.
And now I want one.
Yeah.
I want one. You've really sold it to me.
I think with any kind of medical treatment for anything like this, it is controversial because everybody's got an opinion on it. So my take is always just arm yourself with information, inform yourself, and make a decision for yourself from that information. Don't listen to anybody else. Do get it yourself.
Well, and I must say, you are looking absolutely fantastic.
Incredible.
That's not a kiss-ass tweet to a celebrity. That's a face-to-face.
Yeah, kiss-ass.
Absolute, genuine compliment. Now, we're actually here to talk about your DVD. Before your publicist glares at me any longer.
Yeah.
We'll come back to menopause.
Let's talk about menopause, the whole lot. But toned in 10. Now I'm thinking, so is this all HRT where you look so fabulous, or is it toned in 10?
Well, I think, you know what it's got to be, looking and feeling good has got to be a multi-pronged approach. It's not going to be all just exercise, so I'm not going to tell you.
But I think that all you do is exercise. Every time I see you on Instagram, that's all you're doing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's like, I, I do other things, but I have chosen Instagram as being the place for
those rock hard abs.
Like, I just want to make that my place where I say.
But I think that's good, because I think a lot of people like me, I often use, when I'm feeling lazy, I flick on Instagram, because
so
I follow
I.
a lot of people.
So
who
do
are
I.
They, when, on my lazy days, when I see somebody like you coming back from a 10K run or whatever, it makes me go, get off your arse, James, and
but
do
I
it.
But I do that with other people.
Yeah.
I turn to other people,
so
isn't that
I think
funny?
There
so
is
when
this,
somebody goes, oh, stop posting pictures of yourself post-exercise, I think... Well, unfollow me, because I love looking at other people, so I know I get something.
I think as long as you're quite upfront in your bio, and obviously in what you put on your Instagram feed, if you say, like, I was, because people are in a bit like into sort of shaming people for food pics, and I love a food pic, so I kind of feel like, sorry, if you're not here for food pics, unfollow me, and in the same way, if you're not here to talk about certain things. You know,
I'd just like to compliment you IRL for your Mexican eggs as well.
Well, I know. Well, yeah.
Mexican eggs. Yes.
They were Turkish. I can say Nigella's.
Oh my God.
We actually did a podcast in Nigella not that long ago, and she was talking about her Turkish eggs. And so I went and I did them. And they were pretty good.
And
she's devised this whole poaching method.
Was it shakshuka?
No, it's this particular kind of peppers. They're basically, it's a garlic yogurt. They're served poached eggs in garlic yogurt, warm garlic yogurt, and then a sort of chili butter on top. I know
I'm not sure about that.
It sounds very hideous, but
you lost
actually
me yogurt.
Very good protein, though. Good source of protein. But no, anyway, so yeah, I digress. But yeah, food
so they were nice.
They were good, really good.
But
go.
I want to know, how much time a day do you exercise?
So I would say there is no point in exercising unless you're going to do it 3 times a week. Because if you exercise once a week or twice a week, you've lost your fitness in between exercise times. So I will always try and do 3 times a week. My ideal would be 4 times a week, but I work. I'm a mum. I can't always do that. But when I retire, or if I'm working a lot less, I'd love to do 5 times a week, but less. Like maybe 40 minutes 5 times a week or something like
we
that.
We talked about this
But
before.
I love exercise.
Yeah,
it makes me feel amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we've talked about this a bit on the podcast before. And I think once you make that sort of commitment to exercising as part of your life, it's not just, you know, it's not a fad. You do it. You accept it's the same as getting dressed and brushing your teeth. You do exercise. I think you do then turn into that person. I can't believe it. I turn into somebody who feels awful. Actually, physically,
don't.
I feel bad if I've not exercised for a few days. And I even take my trainers on holiday now. I've turned into that person. I can't believe I've turned into that person.
Hang on a minute.
Keen.
Which trainers? John?
Oh, no.
Actually, I'm that's what I thought.
No.
Wait, my God. Very glad.
We're paying to physically take trainers on. I mean, my actual running trainers.
I always do that.
Yeah, but I mean... That's to a lot of people, I should imagine that's like, oh my God, I can't imagine anything worse. But I do genuinely think once you've sort of made that commitment, it becomes part of your routine, doesn't it?
And you know what? It's not just, more and more I feel and I read about and I hear from other people. It's not just about the physical effect that it has on you. It's a lot to do with the mental, especially as we're heading into winter.
Yes,
yeah.
And it's all a bit dark on this weekend, yesterday, I went out for a run at 2:30 in the afternoon, and the sun was really low in the sky, but it was still really sunny and it was crisp, and God, it was so beautiful. I was out for 45 minutes and I got back and I felt like fine about having my massive roast. I felt like fresh and my face was all tingly and my cheeks were all ruddy, but my head felt really clear and kind of just good. I just felt good about life.
So tell me, what can this DVD do for the people who, you know, it's turned in 10. What's the premise? What's
so the premise is, it's bringing something that a lot of people don't know about. I mean, I think if you live in a major city, then you'll know about it, but it's bar. There's a lot of bar in it. And there's a girl who I met about a year and a half ago called Sarah Gorman. And she is the most unbelievable teacher. I mean, you were talking about how you're going to want to go to work out, like, you know, I'm always in the gym, but it's because I find amazing trainers or fantastic classes that are fun and inclusive and exciting with great music. And it's about finding what works for you. And this girl, Sarah, is like a bottle of champagne. I want to be near, I want to be her. Mm. The way she moves is unbelievable. Mm. Anyway, so we've got a chair, a mat, a sort of towel or a ball that you can put between your legs. And just 10 amazing workouts. Even the warm-up's quite a workout.
So is it sort of like ballet-based then?
Yeah, I mean, she calls it bar blend because she teaches piloxing, Pilates, spin, bar, and she puts all of it kind of all together and mixes it all up to make this amazing kind of combo that can do everything. So we've got just 10 minutes of sheer glutes, just 10 minutes of glutes. We've got 10 minutes of arms. We've got 10 minutes of legs. We've got strength and tone, relax and stretch. You know, we've got like everything that, and then you can kind of piece them together. If you want to do something longer, you can piece them together and do like a half hour workout.
Can I do it while eating a big bowl of mashed potato?
No, but no? Definitely eat the big bowl of mashed potato as long as it's sweet potato afterwards.
One of your five a day.
Nando's makes a very nice mashed potato.
I never was a multitasker anyway, so I guess that'll work
for
me.
Do you work out?
I do. It's what been do a bit do? Lapsed lately. I do a lot of weight training.
Oh,
and a lot of weights with like little sort of like very fast impact cardio in between. It's an absolute nightmare.
But you do that in a gym?
Yeah.
You'd love this DVD.
Yeah, it sounds like I would, to be honest.
It's hard, yeah. But it's really amazing for toning and shaping.
Yes, and we need to do something about the new fat burg I've discovered at the top of my thigh. So if there's anything, I know, seriously, it's there. I just dress my body shape very well.
I'm not buying that.
No, neither am I.
Do you want me to show you?
Yes. Boys? Yeah.
Those men are due another flash of something soon. They're going to have to
play. Well, I won't like it. It's not as sexy as your flash, Davina.
I just like
but
it.
But, Davina, you've been doing this stuff for a long time. Because, yes. I have female friends who swear by your DVDs, you know, so it's something you've really committed to.
Yes.
You must get like, a really lovely reaction of people on the street. Like, what's the loveliest sort of response you've had from somebody who's genuinely done the DVD?
I had one today from somebody. I've turned my phone off because I'm a really good girl, but I had one today from somebody a woman who I'd posted a quote or a saying, so it was nothing to do with the quote or saying, so I was quite like, oh, she said she'd lost 14 stone.
My God.
Wow. 14 stone, and that she felt amazing, and she'd done it with DVDs, sensible eating, and you're not going to get fit and healthy by just doing the DVDs.
No.
It's got to come. It's got to be a slight shift in lifestyle. It doesn't have to be massive.
No.
It can be a small shift in the way that you eat, like a commitment to eat unrefined foods, you know, brown pasta, brown.
Yeah. And what do you think, Kat will start winding me up now, but I think we've got to a place where there's almost a shame in discussing when people do need to lose weight. And I think there's not a lot of information
out there
if you want to do it sensibly. But some people do need to lose weight for their health, but as a former magazine editor, I used to kind of get strung up every time I even broached that subject.
I think the problem is that there's very mixed messages to everybody. It's about saying, I'm this size and I'm happy with myself. And there is that, which is great. But there's also, I'm this size and my health is suffering because of it.
Yeah.
And the thing that I've really noticed, because I've lost a bit of weight this year, is just even things like my joints are better for it. My knees, my hips, my ankles, just everything feels a bit easier. So there are lots of physical things that really are benefited a lot by losing a little bit of weight. But it's got to come from that person and it's got to come from within. And I've, in the past, you know, when I was younger, if somebody said to me, I think you'd look great if you lost a bit of weight or something like that, really hurtful. But in fact, that just makes me want to go and eat more.
Yeah.
It's
totally got to come from you. So I'm always hoping that with my Instagram posts, I'm not telling you to go and lose weight, but I'm saying I'm doing this and I feel amazing.
But also, Davina, I think
if you did it, you could too.
But what it's good is I think you show the effort that goes into it. So what winds a lot of people up, and a lot of people in the public eye do this thing where they pretend they're not working out, they're not managing their eating, and that's really unfair. Like, I think that's more unfair to be a very famous, incredible looking
really
celebrity
and to say,
oh no, I just run around after my kids and I eat whatever I like. It's like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
You know, that's more dangerous, I think, because it does then create.
But I never believe people that say that.
No, of course not. No.
But
On that note.
On that nice wind, you know, I think we've set ourselves up for a good
day. Get Toned in 10, everybody. It's out now.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are you ready to discuss a very important subject?
Really important.
In a manner of all gravity and severity.
Yeah, it's really important.
Yeah, well, some people it is, but do you think it's acceptable ever in this day and age, in our enlightened age, Davina McCall, James Williams, to consult a psychic?
Now, what I think is interesting is
that... Oh my God, she's got obviously a very strong view.
I don't even believe in psychics, really.
No,
but I have consulted a psychic, even though... And I did have... And I went because I thought, I don't really believe in psychics, so who would be the best psychic to go and see? And I thought, is there a college of sort of psychic studies? And there is.
Really?
And it's in South Kent. And I called up the College of Psychic Studies and I said, who is your best psychic? And they said, Alfred Molinari. Hmm. And I went, could I book in to see him? And they said, you can see him in 3 months. And the only time anybody ever goes to see a psychic is when they need guidance. Do you know what I mean?
Like when you feel need, lost.
I was like, I just got clean. I was being told, like in recovery, you need to have a spiritual path. And I was spiritually bankrupt. I believed in nothing. And everyone kept saying, like, find faith, find something. My granddad had died who I really loved. I'd lost a boyfriend in a car crash. I was like, and I'm clean, but I really feel like, Is it worth it? And they said, you need to find some faith that everything's going to be okay. And I was like, what am I doing? I was lost. And I thought, maybe a psychic can help me. Hilarious, right?
Well, I don't know.
I went to see this guy and I left and I thought, should I tell you what happened?
Yeah.
So basically, I went in there and in NA, you get key rings, you know, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. Those key rings were so precious to me in my first year of recovery and I had all of them. on my sort of one door key, and they were in my pocket. And he said, this guy sort of did this turning away thing, and he kind of would look away, and he'd go, I'm talking to your paternal grandfather. And I thought, well, that's weird, because he has gone, and I really miss him. And I thought, oh, he's... you know, half of me is going, this is rubbish, and then the other half of me is going, that's quite weird. And I was like, yes, yeah. Yes. And he said, he's telling me you've got a rainbow in your pocket. Well, that's quite weird because my key rings are in my pocket. And I said, I've got my key rings in my pocket. And he said, they're very special to you. And I said, yes. And he said, he's telling me you've got a crisis. You're in crisis. And I said, yes. And I was thinking, well, everybody that goes to see a psychic's in a crisis. Like, of course I'm in a crisis. And he says, it's a crisis of faith. And I was like, and I started crying because it literally took my breath away. And I was like, yes, it is a crisis of faith. And he said, and you're praying every morning and evening, but you don't know what you're praying to. And I said, yes. And he said, it was like he was listening. And he went, well, your grandfather's telling me that your prayers are being heard. And that's what he wants you to know.
Jesus. Oh, I can't bear it.
And then that was all I needed to hear. And I left and I thought, I don't care what it is or who I'm praying to or what God it is or what religion. But someone, oh, God, it makes me feel a bit
weird
talking about it.
Yeah.
Someone's listening.
Yeah.
Someone's listening. And that's all I needed.
And so that was the one time you went?
Well, then, for Matthew's birthday, on his 40th, he'd always wanted a medieval banquet. So we put up a tent in the garden. And we had this, like, medieval banquet, right? It was hilarious. And we thought, oh, get a like card lady like to do tarot cards. But I thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
We sent the first sort of three people coming out, the tarot card lady. All of them were crying. Some of them with joy. Some of them with like memories of stuff. And I was like, holy shitballs, what's going on? Like, this is terrible. And actually, she was amazing. Yeah.
She was wasn't amazing. Just punching them
all
in the face.
She was not. No. Yeah. She was like... But so I don't, you know,
yeah, I think
they read people.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think, and I think there is an element of therapy to it.
Yes,
you know,
because
like you said, most people, yeah,
is that, you know, your story, and that I think that's wonderful that that had such a comfort for you and gave you something. But I know vulnerable people, and it is vulnerable people who go to psychics,
always.
And that really bothers me. It really bothers me.
And, you know, if they ask you one question like, what's your birth date?
Mm.
I mean, that's it. That's carte blanche. They've got everything they need to
know.
Yeah.
Were you famous when you went to see that guy?
No, I mean MTV.
Right.
Not really.
Yeah, I mean,
I couldn't go see someone now. You've got three kids.
Yeah,
great abs. You're going to be running this afternoon.
Just follow your Instagram. Yeah. It's a funny one because everyone always says they. It's about reading you, and often you don't realise you're volunteering information without thinking.
Yes,
it, you know, but it is bizarre because I'm not sure where I quite stand on it, because I do know there are lots of people. These are friends of mine who they read their horoscope religiously, and they genuinely get some sort of reassurance or a kick out of it.
Yeah,
I'm not that kind of person.
What worries me is people that are making decisions based on that.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Oh, okay, well, so I won't go to this thing, I'll go to that.
I won't take this job, or go out on that date.
Maybe that's no worse than the ways that I make decisions, you know, I don't
yes,
know.
Yes, I guess so.
I don't know. I mean, the last time I went to a psychic, I think I was about 20 years old, and I was supposed to be a bazillionaire by now. That didn't really work out, apparently. So, I don't know.
But relatively speaking, you've done extremely well. You got to the top of your game.
Especially for an Aussie.
No, but actually, if you...
Oh,
You have been incredibly successful.
But I don't think it's because I went to a psychic and they...
Imagine what you could
said,
achieve.
You're going to be great, Joe, and I went,
and
brilliant,
I think
job done.
It's interesting what you remember about... Because I had an hour-long session with that guy, and the only thing I remember is my grandfather telling me that my prayers are being heard. Mm. You know, that's the only thing I can remember, but... You take what you need.
But were you tempted to keep seeing psychics after that? Because I think there's also an addictive quality.
I didn't go again.
Right.
No. I mean, I got what I needed.
Yeah.
And moved
I think,
forward.
Yeah, that's where
that's
I think
the danger.
That's the danger. That's when it's the repeat fee. They lure you in, don't they? But yeah, it's funny because I think I went to one when I was 18, and I just remember having the most random checklist. And in my head, I still am going, oh, I've never quite ticked off that checklist. And like, you know, it was random things like, there's a very strong pull with Birmingham in your future. And now, every time I meet a friend from Birmingham, I'm like, oh, see, that psychic was right. It's another one from Birmingham. I see a big, strong connection with water and bridges. And every time I literally go anywhere to a friend's house, it's near
Isn't
water.
That weird? You see, they planted something
they did.
In your
head. I'm still waiting for a dark, swarthy man with a tattoo to make a big impact
in
my life.
Mine was a blonde boy. My psychic, she suddenly sort of like looked up from the ring I'd given her and went, oh, who's this blonde boy? And I was like, I've seen it. I literally don't know one blonde boy. I mean, it's you now.
There
that's
you go,
it.
See?
It's like you're my significant blonde other.
See?
Yeah.
So anyway. Funny, yeah. So, yeah, it's, so I guess, yeah, each to your own.
My granny was told by a psychic, you know, in the 40s or 30s or whatever, that she would have four children, and she had three children, and she was like, no, I'm not going to have four children. I've got three children. And I went to live with her.
Oh!
She always called me her number four.
Oh, man. Now I'm sort of like, okay, so you've convinced me to take HRT, and now I'm thinking maybe
I'm
going to
go track down this psychic school, this top dog in the psychic world.
If James starts taking HRT,
South Kent.
If you start taking HRT, then we'll know she's convincing. But...
And she needs work on commission.
Yeah. So, guys, Davina McCall, James Williams. Now for something completely different.
Yes.
Do you think it's okay to send kiss-ass tweets to celebrities? As a celebrity, presuming you probably quite like the kiss-ass tweets.
No, I'm just thinking about me kiss-assing tweets to other people. So I've done this a few times.
Yeah, I have. It doesn't work out for
me. It's really, really, really funny. And I have a blue tick right next to my name. So I'm sort of thinking like, do you think that Dwayne Johnson is going to look at his rings and go, oh, hang on, there's a blue tick from a British girl, I'm going to click on her and go, oh, she seems like a nice person. I'm going to answer her.
Yeah.
He hasn't yet. I literally think The Rock seems like... It's not that I want to, like, marry him. Well, I slightly want to marry him. But he seems like the nicest guy. Like, I could be friends... There are two people that I think I could be friends with. Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, yes! No! It's a huge regret.
She'd be our friend.
I think so.
She so would. Yeah. I know she would. Even though she's much, much younger.
She's got an old head on her shoulder. She's very funny, isn't she?
She's really normal.
Yeah.
I mean, for like movie star.
I think she's hilarious.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
Self-deprecating. She's lovely.
Yeah. I know.
I want to be her friend.
Yeah.
And I think that Dwayne Johnson's like that. Hardworking. He gives more than is expected.
Davina,
he's funny.
You've got to make this happen.
I want to meet Dwayne Johnson, but in a sad fan way. I'm literally sending him messages
But I think The Rock has that. There's quite a few girls. He has a really strange reaction on people. And I think also he's quite fascinating. I think he's gone from being, dare I say it, something where there was a bit of a joke. And
yes.
He's now like... genuinely a hugely successful actor. He's one of the most bankable stars.
And humble.
Yeah, exactly.
And very humble. Funny.
Yeah.
Who do you send messages to?
Well, see,
Be honest.
No, I don't. Because do you know why?
Why?
No, I really don't. Because in the same way, like, I probably would I wouldn't probably walk up to somebody and chat them up in a bar. In my head, I have that humility.
We're not chatting them up. We're not talking about chatting up. Just saying something nice.
No, I know. But in my head, you see, if I did a kiss-ass tweet to a celebrity and they didn't respond, that's the equivalent of being held left hanging trying to high five somebody.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
You see, I don't feel like that.
Well, I do. And because then I've got my husband who's a social media ghost and not on Twitter, who stalks me secretly on Twitter. And says things like,
he does not.
Oh, I see you tweet to Lin-Manuel Miranda. Didn't sort of like, you know.
Are your kiss ass tweets to women?
No. This is, I went through a phase where I had. All Hamilton fans have that phase where they think they're the only people who've heard of Hamilton and it's like this secret discovery of mine. And I think my husband and I were sort of like early adopters in Britain. So occasionally I would tweet Lin-Manuel Miranda, the creator and star, and say, oh, you've got to bring it to London. We all love it over here. Nothing. And then you look and you realise every single tweet he gets about 10,000 replies. Yeah. But it still didn't stop
my
husband
going, oh, yeah. I always think, like, I do answer my stuff on social media. I do a lot. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I have become weird. You know, there's a girl that she had a similar mother to me, and I sent her a message, or she sent me a message about my mum being an alcoholic, and her mum's an alcoholic, and she was 16.
Mm.
And I just said, you know what, you're your own person now, you make your own destiny, you don't have to rely on anybody, go for it, you can do this, I did, you can. And we've stayed in touch. She kind of said, oh, it's me, I'm back, you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, she's gone to university. She never thought she'd go to university. She's in her second year now. I mean, it's really amazing. It's really lovely.
But that is such the wonderful side of social media,
yes,
isn't it? Where you can really change somebody's life remotely in such a positive way. I think that to me really, it helps me with all
Dwayne
the...
Johnson.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, what exactly do you want... Right, now to be straddling the cow.
No,
as if it's
actually,
The Rock.
Do you know what? I don't want that.
No.
I just don't believe you. No, because he's
got all that extra
testosterone.
Like, yeah, he is a bit
I'd have to like climb up his
it would
thigh,
be like hugging a fridge or something,
like,
wouldn't it?
Free climb. Yeah. Like,
now you're full of all that extra testosterone.
Yeah. I don't know what to do with myself.
Need a hand.
No, but I just think he's a nice guy. I think he's a really, really nice guy.
I'm just
great positive
until
energy.
He replies to you, Davina.
Yeah.
I'm just
Shall
not
just
going
keep
to
going?
That.
Yeah. Shall
yeah.
I keep going?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Again, you're not inspiring me, but I should just get over myself
just
and start
going.
Doing
Who
it.
Who are you messaging?
Well, I've given up on Lynn. I think I might start kissing up to Jennifer Lawrence and see if I can make that happen.
Yeah, make it happen.
Let's double team them.
Make it happen.
Until they answer one of us.
Yeah. Okay.
It's
a pact. Oh my God, wait, one more thing. So I was going to start a band and I will do it. Called Mutton. And our first... Our first album is going to be called Fuck You. EWE. Mutton.
That's
very on brand.
It's going to be me and Brooke Smith dressed in inappropriate clothing for women of our age, you know, like that on the cover. and singing songs of middle-aged angst, you know, like...
if you need a recorder player.
Yeah, well, that, I'm not joking, that would be amazing.
Here we go.
So anyway, I was thinking, very like, proficient. If I've got bricks, who else do I want in my band? And I just thought, Wendy and Lisa. I need Wendy and Lisa.
Get them.
I just started bombarding Wendy and Lisa tweets, like, in the middle of the night one night. I was just like, hi, guys, please can you... I mean, literally, like, they got, like... 20 messages from some Fruit Loop in the UK. Like, they're just thinking, please will you join my band, Mutton?
Like, I was going to say, they'd have to have a really good sense of humor to say, yes, I'm signing up.
So I did that as well.
Blocked, reported.
Yeah, yeah. And Sheila E. I did it with Sheila E as well. Oh. Yeah.
What was she doing her a favour, surely?
Sheila E.
Yeah.
The drummer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's amazing. She's
I don't hear much about her these
days. No,
I think she's really busy in the States.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's amazing.
She's too busy to be in Mutton, is what you're saying?
I don't know why, because we are going to be the next big thing.
This would be a brilliant, like, sort of, you know, open audition. Like, you can televise it. Come on.
Yeah.
Be,
you know. I've got a hot gardener. That's our first track.
What would the on-the-road pictures be like? You know, what would be on the rider? What would be on
we'd,
the tour?
We'd all be like... where should I put my sticker? Should I put it here?
Yeah.
Or should
yeah.
I put it here?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And we'd also be in Waitrose, you know,
obviously.
Getting stuff for the tour bus.
Oh, marvellous.
That would be another, like, kind of
nice pâtés. Cats looking very tense.
Yeah. Sorry.
We need to wrap this one up.
We could go on forever.
Yeah.
Okay, so, right, well, Davina has completely taken over the podcast.
Sorry,
It's not just us, James, it's just Davina.
No.
which is fine. She's the star. No. And you have been a star. Now, tell us, we did touch briefly on menopause. I know it's
I was thinking
pet topic of yours.
The menopause, right? That I think that it's a rebirth for women. But I actually think that men go through the opposite. And I think that actually for you guys, often... 50 is seen as the time where if you lose your job, it's very hard to get re-employed at 50. You know, you feel conscious about the way that you look, appealing to women and all of that. Whereas women, I think, kind of think, I don't care if I appeal to men anymore.
It's really
I just
true.
Want to feel amazing yeah. about myself. I want to be the best that I can be for me. You kind of get more, whereas guys think, am I losing my allure? That's why they get the cars. Oh my gosh, where am I going? What's my job? Who am I? That's a midlife crisis for a guy, but that's worse. I feel like we get reborn and you guys hit a crisis and you need, we are enjoying a complete like revelation with women. We've got so many women to look up to, so yeah. many women to listen to, so many fantastic role models. You need a man to stand up for the men and say, guys, I'm going to help lead you through this time. You guys don't talk enough
to exactly.
each other.
No, that's the point.
That's a podcast. Yeah.
And who are that? Who are those shining beacons of man?
There are none.
No.
Dwayne Johnson,
yes.
Step
you
up, James.
You could tweet him and ask him to set it up. No, I totally agreed. I think, you know, and I think that's what I was talking about this the weekend, you know, what's gone on this year alone, I think, with what Prince Harry and Prince William are doing for mental health and, you know, being young men out there talking about mental health and saying it's okay to be struggling. And I think that's incredible. And even if you are anti-royal, I just think what they've done this year has been amazing. But, you know, there's a long, long way to... Yeah, you're right. There's a long, long way to go. And I think... I just don't feel like men are... They're not as equipped. And I mean that in the sense that... There's not a brotherhood. There's
exactly.
a real sisterhood,
there's
I feel
not
like.
A brotherhood.
And I think men often tend to struggle on their own. They
Do
are...
you remember Magnolia with Tom
yeah,
Cruise?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was that terrible man.
Yeah,
he
yeah,
was
yeah.
going, respect the cock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, with all the disaffected
kind of
men.
You need that.
But
in a
not
nice,
in a douchebaggy way.
In a nice way.
Yeah.
Do it.
I could do it. My new calling.
Guru James.
No, but. Because I think that's what guys need. To feel a brotherhood again. You know, they used to do Wild Men Weekends,
what I think,
where you can go and bond.
What I genuinely think is true about men is I think if you asked a man outright, are you okay? Are you feeling down? Are you struggling with this? Men are, I think, naturally programmed to overshare. You know, and that's why they tend to have that laddish thing. You know, they'll say embarrassing things. They'll fart in front. You know what I mean? Most men, I hate to be generalist, but they are. They're quite unashamedly, like, you know, open. But I think they struggle to open up independently.
Okay.
Whereas if you force them, actually... pointed a question, they would tell you, you know, whereas I think girls are just much more naturally better at saying to a friend, I'm struggling, I need help, you know, help me. Whereas
I
men...
there's a business in that.
Yeah, men aren't very good.
To help men
yeah.
through that time.
And I think it's going to need to be run by a woman.
Or at least we need you as a consultant, I think, Davina. you need to be a founding mother of this project.
Davina McCall, it has been an absolute pleasure to have you on Is It Just Me? We have loved seeing you. I'm definitely going to get Toned in 10, the DVD.
Yeah, you're going to love it.
Because my mother-in-law does boiled potatoes and mashed potatoes for Christmas. So that'll be on my wish list.
Yeah, for 2018.
Yeah. And, you know,
I think you're going to love it.
You just keep on rocking.
Yeah, no, I will.
Have you seen male ballet dancers' bodies?
Yeah.
True.
I have. I've seen many. There's some examples of that. I don't know. I haven't been seeking them out or anything. Shut up. What are you doing?
Your ballet porn joke. Yeah. You're all over it.
Thank you, James.
Thank you.
Thank you, Davina.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go Facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.